Welcome to Forbes for May 21st, 2012, from Audible. This edition is Forbes' annual Celebrity 100 issue. It contains 7 feature articles. In the cover story, we'll tell you about Justin Bieber, venture capitalist. The 18-year-old idol remains a Hollywood force, having earned $108 million over the past 2 years. With several quiet tech startup investments, including Spotify, he started to make similar conquests in Silicon Valley. Also, The Real American Idol, How J-Lo Got Her Mojo Back. Over 40, with plenty of box office and billboard failures, Jennifer Lopez seemed washed up. Then American Idol gave her a second chance, which she's taken all the way to the top of our Celebrity 100. Next, The Rock is kicking ass and saving franchises. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has emerged as the world's biggest action hero through feats not even the mighty Stallone or Schwarzenegger could ever pull off, reviving Left 4 Dead movie brands. We'll also tell you about Qualtrics, tech's hidden gem in Utah, how a family in Provo built one of the fastest-growing, most profitable software firms no one has ever heard of, apart from its fanatic customers. Followed by The 99% Movement Scorns American Creativity. An attitude continues to grow in America that is being reflected in public policy, which heaps disdain on the creative and successful. Then, Berkshire follower? Try these 5 Buffett wannabe mutual funds. Are your mutual funds fortified by wide moats? And in our final story, Chrysler's Kumbaya King. What do the Dalai Lama, Sean Penn, Eminem, and Clint Eastwood have in common? Not much, except for controversial car marketer Olivier Francois.